and welcome to the Veterans Ascend weekly podcast. Today, we are honored to have Kritez Riggs, creator of the Military Influencer Conference. Kritez is a U.S. Army veteran. As a recently retired service member, Kritez recognizes the importance of establishing a brand that matters, one which conveys skills and accurately translates experience into a language employers understand. Kritez is an experienced executive manager with over 20 years of progressive leadership experience in talent acquisition and human resource management with an emphasis on lean thinking. He is the founder of MIC Media, a veteran-owned company empowering service members and spouses to transition into digital entrepreneurship. We have the privilege today to hear Kritez's insights on his transition as a veteran, his insights on putting your best foot forward, and to hear about the Military Influencer Conference. All right, Kritez, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate being able to hear about the Military Influencer Conference. So tell us about the Military Influencer Conference and your role.
Awesome. Well, Robin, let me start by saying thank you for having me on the show and just taking a few moments to hear my story. I'm all about educating and empowering the next generation that's getting ready to transition and do fantastic things out there in a civilian space. Specifically about MIC or the Military Influencer Conference, this was a baby of mine that I started back in 2016, and it has now grown to be one of the largest gatherings of entrepreneurs, leaders, and creatives in the military space. Specifically, what is it? It's a three-day conference that's a lot different than most of the other conferences that are out there for veterans and spouses. Our emphasis is on connecting entrepreneurs, business executives, and brands with the influencers who shape and support the community. And so before your audience starts to jump up and down talking about an influencer as a social media person with 10 or 15 followers on Facebook that post a bunch of photos and talking about, look at me, look at me, look at me. Let me clarify, an influencer to me is a leader. When I joined the Army back in 1997, one of my drill sergeants told me that leadership is a process of influencing others to accomplish a mission given purpose, direction, and motivation. So in today's times, I recognize that there are a ton of influential people across the military community like yourself who are doing phenomenal things forward. So at our core, MIC, we focus on bringing influential people together to figure out creative ways how we can grow and empower our space.
That's wonderful, Kritez. And Veterans Ascend will be attending this year, so we're excited to just be part of that. So thank you for putting that together. So Awesome. Highlight one of the best outcomes for a veteran or an employer who attends the MIC.
So our emphasis is on mentorship, inspirational talks, and also collaboration. So I would say collaboration. Once we bring, there'll be 700 influential people together in DC this September. So the best outcome would be for an organization to connect with a potential funder, an organization to connect with an influential organization to help them spread their messaging and also reach their target audience. So once again, we focus on connecting distinct communities. So as your role is to provide and share information about transition, to uplift that next generation of transitioning service members, we want to focus on connecting the dots for organizations so they can spread their messaging and extend the reach of their overall brand. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's great. And I know you may not have the full list, but if you could maybe just give a couple of names of employers or companies that will be there, if you don't mind.
Awesome. Yeah, that's easy. So USAA, of course, has been a supporter of ours for the last 4 years and literally helped us get this event off the ground. In addition to them, we have Comcast, Amazon, Aetna, First Data, Caliber Home Loans, and there's several other brands that'll be in attendance. GovX, PCS Grades, We Are the Mighty, Task and Purpose. Most of the military media brands will also be there. And are you looking for individuals also? Some of the speakers and some of the other engaging individuals that'll be speaking?
Yeah, absolutely.
So of course, to share real quick about some of the influential people we'll have on stage. We have Carol Eggert. She is the Senior Vice President of Military and Veteran Affairs from Comcast. We have Mike Kelly from USAA. There's a military spouse named Lauren Wiener. She will be one of our keynote talks. She's kind of off the radar, a military spouse operating down in Tampa. To date, she has garnered the largest grant specifically to support special operators down in the Tampa region. We have Brianna Keeler from CNN, the Honorable Patrick Murphy, Dan Goldberg from the Call of Duty Foundation, Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jacobs, I should say, Medal of Honor recipient, phenomenal entrepreneur, Kathy Roth Duquette from Blue Star Families, and Jesse Owiji, a NASCAR driver and currently the face of the Navy. Those are just a handful of the 70 speakers that we'll have at the event this year.
That is an awesome lineup, Cortez. Thank you so much. That is great. I've met several of those people around in different conferences, so to have them all together for this event is wonderful. Thank you so much. So yes, tell ma'am. Us your best piece of advice for a transitioning service member or veteran.
So my career ended in the recruiting command, and one of the things that I would always emphasize to them is that you need to start planning for your exit the day you come in service. And I understand that for the majority of your audience, it may be a little bit too late in that regard, but the biggest thing that I'll say is start early, whether it's 10 years of service, 15 years of service, or 18. When you recognize you feel that tug to leave the military, you need to start that transition process. And yes, it may not be as formal as going through TAPS and all the other programs that are designed to separate or to help us through that transition process. It's a mindset that begins with you. So start early, start outlining your goals and expected outcomes so you can begin this process of backwards planning. Everything that we do in the military is focused on the point of execution and then planning backwards from that. However, when we start this transition process, it's like we forget a lot of the things that we learned through service. So what I'll say is start early. Identify clearly in your head that if it's a perfect scenario, I want to be out of the military by X day. And then consider, once you're out of the military, how long do you want to be before you find employment? And from that point, you start planning backwards. So you start early and plan backwards to get the outcome that you're looking for.
That's great advice. Thank you so much. It really, really does make sense. And so to your earlier point, some of our listeners and our members and Veterans Ascend have already transitioned out. They've been out for quite a while. So when a veteran is struggling to find their next career, what would you recommend to put their best foot forward?
Yes. So what I'll say is that there's two things. One is LinkedIn, and I'm pretty sure that probably every person that you bring on a podcast talk about the value of LinkedIn. But from the standpoint of, if you can think of a funnel, it has a large opening at the top, and as things fall through the funnel, there's a narrow opening at the bottom. When you're in the job hunt or you're looking for an opportunity, you want to make sure that you can put your brand, your personal brand, yourself in front of as many eyeballs as you possibly can. So what I like about LinkedIn is it's designed for online networking. It's a way for you to set up a profile, establish yourself, share and engage with content, and figure out who's who in the space. And then from that funnel standpoint, you start filling the top of your funnel with as many contacts as you possibly can. So as you start communicating with these potential employer leads or whatever you choose to call them, some will be of interest, some will be able to connect you, others won't. So as we trip back to this LinkedIn process, you have to set yourself up for success by communicating with as many people as you possibly can, getting feedback on your online brand, and most importantly, you're going through the process of actively engaging with folks. And then the second side of this is just purely from an in-person networking standpoint. I live here in San Antonio, and every week there's some different type of networking event designed to connect potential transitioning service members or veterans with brands that are looking to hire and retain their services. Get out of your comfort zone. Go network, go engage, find out where these events are happening. Step out of your comfort zone, dress for success, and connect with potential employers face to face. It doesn't need to be as anything as formal as having a written resume or anything drafted. You just show up, engage, figure out who's doing what, who's looking for who, and start to sort of recreate yourself from there and go through the process.
Thank you so much. That is so on point. You're right about the comfort zone, especially for veterans. It's very difficult after you transition out of the military when the military is never about you. It's always about the mission, the unit, the country, and then having to be a civilian becomes all about you. You know, it is a comfort zone where you've got to get out of, and it's just great on point message there, Cortez. Thank you so much. So Thank you for your efforts in assisting the veteran community. And listeners, for more information on the Military Influencer Conference, please visit their website at www.militaryinfluencer.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.